This ain't Texas. And the chances of legislation that would limit women's rights to make decisions about their bodies is pretty unlikely here in the old line state. That being said, however, banning abortions has made headlines lately as Texas recently passed the most restrictive abortion law in the country. Research from the University of Colorado estimates that a similar nationwide ban would lead to a 21% increase in the number of pregnancy-related deaths overall and a 33% increase among Black women. Abortion bans disproportionately affect women of color, poor women, and those with chronic or acute health conditions who are also the ones most likely to encounter life-threatening complications during their pregnancies. For many, this is not just a moral issue. The researchers say Black women, for example, are more likely to seek an abortion because they lack equal access to opportunities like housing, education, jobs, and health care. The debate about reproductive choice, as well as child care, paid family leave, and any number of other issues that disproportionately impact women, and especially women of color, is far more complex than the talking points and sound bites on cable news. Marylanders can't be complacent when it comes to public policy around issues affecting women and families. As the gubernatorial campaigns ramp up, we need to remind candidates that policies which consider racism and inequity are the ones that will serve our state best moving forward. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network by WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.